eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
To reach their greatest potential on the field or the court, our Mizzou athletes need to be fueled by the right nutrition. And the same goes for the athlete within your dog. Whether he's with you on your daily run or launching to catch that disc, Purina Pro Plan Dog Food offers fine-tuned, advanced nutrition he'll love to help him perform at his absolute best. So join Pro Plan on Facebook for exclusive Facebook fan offers and help your dog achieve greatness. Purina Pro Plan, available at pet specialty retailers.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Send your holiday cards at Hallmark.com. Personalize, address, and mail your cards without leaving home. Only at Hallmark.com.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter?
I just looked at my calendar. Did you realize Christmas is like a week and a half from now?
Really?
Yeah. Life forgot all about it. So
sweet. I thought it was next year.
Well, it's next year, too. I looked ahead.
On December 25th.
I looked at 2012. It's coming back in a year.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's weird.
I'm not afraid.
This rover. Whoa, look at those bazooms.
Oh, thank you, Mark.
Tina, I told you we were going to be putting the webcam in. Pointed I'll right at you.
Rockefeller.
All you radio people listening, feel free to sing along in your cars.
On the sunny side of the street.
I think there's only one way to start the show today. That is to say, the war in Iraq is over.
Primo.
It is actually over. 8.5 years, over 1 million men and women who served over there, 4,400 killed, about 150,000 injured. At its peak, we had on the ground 170,000 troops at one time at 500 different military bases in Iraq. And the cost was $1 trillion. It's over. It's over. And this is a kind of an interesting thing to think about. 4,400 people killed over 8.5 years. That's horrible. But in one morning, on September 11th, 2001, we had 75% of that number in people killed. Over 3,000 people in one morning. One morning.
Yeah.
But it's over. Welcome, everybody, to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We are going to take calls. Even this first hour, we're going to take calls because I got a scathing... I would take more tomorrow, but I'm not going to be here tomorrow. I'm taking tomorrow off because I got a scathing email from the new general manager of the state. I'll read it to you.
Oh, the new general manager?
Yeah. Dear Frank, you've been with KTRS for 14 and a half years. Our records indicate that in that 14 and a half years, you have not taken one sick day. You have come in a couple of times with fever, with partial voice, stuffed up. That's fine, great work ethic, but here's the problem. According to the rules, regulations, and handbook of KTRS and CHR Holdings Company, your rollover sick days have accumulated to a total of 631
streams. Oh, my
wow.
God.
Now, wow.
And he goes on to say, he says, I am required by, you know, the rules, regulations of the KTRS handbook to inform you that you must take these days or you will be terminated.
Wow.
Signed, Mark Dorsey. I mean, what am I going
to
do?
You have to take them all in a row?
No, but I have to eat them up. And you know, I'm going to piecemeal them out, and then I'll have more information on some that I'm going to have to take in the month of January.
So after tomorrow, you'll have 630, right?
Yeah. What am I going to do?
One day at a time.
The other option is, you know, lose my job. So, you do what you have to do. He's only, you know, he doesn't want to do this. He knows I don't want to do it. Goodness knows I want to take off. But that's the way it has to be. Now,
most places tell you you just lose them. You use them or you lose them.
Right.
Well
this
most
place
is
like
that. You use them or you lose your job.
It's like that one cell phone company that lets you do the rollover.
Rollovers. That's exactly what it is. It's the same as the AT&T rollover. I think that's the
smart thinking company does rollover.
Now, tonight is a huge night for the Helium Hemorrhoids because they are performing at the old Rock House tonight. And, Dan, did you get the email from the photographer?
No.
You didn't?
No. And you know what? I have not checked my email.
Well, you
at
need
all
to check
today.
It because he copied me and he said, Dan, I'm copying Frank on this because if you're as incompetent at getting emails as you are producing the show, you won't even get this. And I thought, wow, that's pretty harsh. And then I realized he didn't get it.
No, he had him send it to me.
I've been gone since 10 this morning and just came in here.
Okay, well, there's essentially, you'll see the email, there's a guy who's a photographer, and he says if you'll, you know, get him in tonight and kind of make sure he's got a ticket or whatever, he's willing to take some pictures for the Facebook page
or
the performance tonight.
Hey, that's
a nice offer. You have to check your email.
Okay, I'll check it.
Okay. We're going to take some calls right away after a quick Burke segment because who knows, we may have something so spectacular in the way of a contribution, we'd be sorry if we missed it. Does anybody have anything?
I do.
All right. I knew you would. Whoa. I just knew it.
Well, my friend Jean calls me this morning, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, I got this thing in the mail. I'm not sure if it's legal or not. And I'm like, well, what is it? She says, well...
Cocaine.
No, she said, I applied for one of those mystery shopper jobs. And I was like, okay. Well, in the mail, overnighted to her, is a packet with two $900 money orders.
What?
That she's supposed to cash, take $200 for herself, and then send the rest of the money back to the company.
Oh, no.
No, no.
That is a...
She does know not
that's
to do
that.
I said,
red
that
flag.
Sounds really, really scammy.
Yeah. She should call... someone in authority.
Yeah, the Attorney General.
Yeah, I think she'd be wasting her time. Just ignore it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that.
What was the... Did they even explain why this process had to be done? Was there any... or just cash these and take some money for yourself?
She hadn't read all the fine print yet. But she was supposed to go shopping and buy something from one store
that
was less than
$20. But why would you send it for way over then?
I know. So basically, wouldn't, like, if she gave her information and they cashed it, would she be responsible for the money if it was a fake one?
Oh,
you know,
sure.
I don't know, but nothing about it smells good.
It's a giant red flag.
It's a huge
red flag. One person here that worked here at one point. He did part-time work, and he also worked at the traffic company that does traffic for us. And he answered one of those ads and said, similar to that.
Was it the Nigerian one?
I don't know.
No,
if it
the
was,
Nigerian one is not about shopping, secret shopping. That's
multiple
about
ones
an inheritance.
Though, this guy.
The guy got it like $1 billion.
Yeah, and it was like here, you cash this money, and then you keep so much, and then send the rest back. So it's money laundering, basically, is what it is. And he had the FBI knocking on his door, and he was freaked out, and they were doing a major investigation.
Yep.
Wasn't he holding merchandise or something,
yes,
too?
Yeah, he had some stuff, too. It got nasty for him.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Don't be stupid.
Don't do that.
Don't do
told
it.
Or not to.
Anything else?
No.
Right, anybody else?
I got a couple things.
All right, I'd like to introduce the man who, is that thing on Facebook?
Yes.
Man who has put something on our Facebook page I want you all to enjoy and get your kids to the computer, too. It's an e-card, an e-Christmas card. Somebody sent it to me. I shot it to Peon. I said, put this on the Facebook page. It is so much fun. It's just a fun, nice, family sort of, let your kids play with it. It's a Christmas card you kind of build as it comes to your computer. So you'll see it on the Facebook
page. Facebook.com, AM and the PM.
Facebook.com/AM and the PM. The man who put it on and maintains our Facebook page, the one and only Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Well, thank you very much. The first
You're
thing
welcome.
I have is I got the I finally recorded the first Moonshiners episode, so I watched that last night, and they say up front in the beginning of the episode, moonshining is still illegal. So that's part of the story of this show is there's cameras following these guys who are doing the illegal stills in the hills of Virginia or wherever they are. And so, but a couple of guys, the head of this one moonshiner group, his name is Tim. That's fairly normal, right? But he's got two other people in his group. One's called Tickle, and one's called Popcorn.
Tickle and Popcorn?
Tickle's a younger grizzled guy, and Popcorn is an older grizzled guy with a beard and everything. But they also follow this other guy. I think his name is Jesse Tate or something. He's part of the ABC, the Alcohol Beverage Control, I think. Mm-hmm. So they also follow them trying to shut these places down. And so I found out there are these places called nip joints.
They're on the east side. You go and see nips.
They call them nip joints, and they're just these houses in the hills of Virginia that sell moonshine. They have moonshine for sale. They have prostitutes there. They do gambling. And these are, it's almost like, well, what were those joints back in the, you know, the 20s or whatever called it? It had all that, you know, the Prohibition era.
Something easy? Or
it's some, yeah.
Speakeasy.
It's speakeasy. Was that it? Where they had all the illegal booze and everything? So now they're called nip joints. So,
nip joints?
Yes.
Here's my question. If these guys are on television, how are they not arrested? Their faces be on TV.
How
stupid.
I guess there's no last names, and they
don't
just
care.
General areas. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't quite get that, because you would think the producers would just tell that guy they're following for the alcohol beverage control, hey, we know where this guy is. We can send you right to him.
Well, yeah, you'd think that they would make them tell him, where did you get this footage?
Yeah, because otherwise you're withholding, you're an accessory or something.
So that's what I couldn't figure out. But
Where's this on?
It's on Discovery okay. Channel.
And what's it called?
It's called Moonshiners, and it's very entertaining. I will say that much.
All right. Anything else?
No.
That's it? Once, twice, three times, close. Here are our numbers. If you'd like to jump in, here's the deal. We don't care what you talk about. You can ask us just about anything. If it gets real personal, we might not answer it, but it can be about Christmas gifts, an idea, whatever. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. If you've never called, don't be a virgin any longer. Call. There are people who call on a fairly regular basis, and every day you get one or two first-time callers, so you know, be a first-time caller if you want to. We'd love to have you again. It's 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. For all the bad news there is in the world, for all the horrible people that there are, like that doctor and his wife who just got murdered up in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. Scumbags came in and killed him, and I mean, apparently another case of just decent people just murdered for no, they robbed them and then took their car and burned it. I mean, just for all of that, here's this great story that's out as of yesterday. This woman in Florida who needed a kidney, and she goes on Craigslist and just says, you know, I'm 28, I'm an African-American woman. And the reason I mention that is we still live in a, to some degree, a prejudiced, racist country. We do. It's a fact that we pay more attention to a missing pretty white woman than we do, an unattractive black woman. We just do. And so she says, I'm African-American, I'm 23, I need a kidney. And desperately, 800 people offered their kidneys to her.
Wow.
Unbelievable. From all over the world. And the kidney came from a white 23-year-old woman, Stephanie Grant, from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. And they both went to the hospital. Here's the thing about somebody who's unselfish enough to give a kidney to a stranger. It's not like... It's not a simple thing to do. It's not without its possible consequences. It's relatively dangerous. It's surgery. It's a big deal. And you have to undergo, as a donor, you have to undergo all kinds of tests, not just physical tests, but psychological tests. They have to make sure this is not reversible. They got to know that your mindset is you know what you're doing when you do this. But how about 800 strangers saying, I'll give you a kidney? I'm not one of the 800. I'd like to say that I would do that, but I don't think I would. I didn't. I didn't see the ad, but if I had, I wouldn't have done it. That's a special kind of person that does that. So that's a good news story. And then before we take these calls, I don't know, shame on Time Magazine. You know, Time Magazine used to, for years and years and years, they'd have the Man of the Year, and they'd have the person on the cover, and then, you know, the feminists got all upset. Well, what does it have to be? So it made it Person of the Year.
Right.
This year's Person of the Year is the protester.
Right.
What? Get out of here. The protester is the Person of the Year. Come on. There's got to be somebody out there who deserves to be Person of the Year instead of just the sort of generic the protester. Off to the phones we go. Dan is up first. Dan, how are you?
No, it's Dean, not Dan.
No, according to Dan, it's Dan.
No, he but got that
no,
wrong
there's
again.
No, Dean is Dan left.
Well, you didn't tell me Dan left. So, Dean, what's up?
Not a whole lot, Frank. I was just calling. I heard Ian talking about the Moonshiners, and I caught that episode, too. It's rather interesting.
Okay. I'll watch for it.
Okay. And there's another episode that I've been wanting to ask if you've ever seen a show called River Monsters.
Yes.
What do you think about that?
I think it's fascinating. I put it on a par with what's his name, Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter.
Is that with like the big giant catfish and everything?
Yeah.
Like the
turtles.
Jeremy Wade is a host of, and he goes around and looks over stories of incredible stories about fish.
Yeah, well, there are people in this country that we don't know exist, like the mountain hillbilly moonshine people and the people that get in the river and get these fish and turtles and stuff and just this gusting. You can't not watch it. It's pretty fascinating.
Exactly, because the reason I started watching and got really interested in it was I caught an episode called Flesh Eaters.
Oh. Sounds great.
Yeah. Piranhas and stuff?
No, it was the story of the one that everybody talks about. If you go in the water, it swims inside of you.
Up your urethra. Yeah.
Exactly.
Eat you from the inside out.
Exactly. And I assumed that you had to be in the water for it to get in you.
You don't?
No, the story that they have with the man that actually, the only recorded incident that happened, the man was standing in knee-high water urinating into the water.
And it crawled up his pee stream?
Exactly.
Oh!
So it's crawling against the pee current, climbing
like
up
salmon.
His stream of pee, yeah, like a little salmon into his wiener.
Exactly. And then they talk to the doctor, and the doctor explains the process he has to go through to get it out.
Wow. Yeah.
And like I said, it's very interesting. And that isn't the worst one, believe it or not.
What's the worst one?
The worst one is, the way they put it, is a guy came into the coroner's office because they thought he had been shot up with bullets.
Yeah.
And when they opened him up, there was nothing inside of him.
So what was it?
What it is, apparently, there's these little bitty fish that when they get you, it's like a gunshot wound, it looks like.
They take a chunk out of you.
Right, but they go inside of you.
Oh.
And pretty much destroy the whole inside of everything.
Man, that makes me want to go to the river right now.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you can get that episode of Flesh Eaters, it is extremely interesting.
And what is it, Discovery 2?
Yeah, it's on the River Monsters, but the episode is Flesh Eaters.
Yeah, but it's the Discovery Channel.
Exactly.
Okay, Dan.
No, I'm sorry. I think it's the Animal Planet.
Animal Planet, okay. All right, Dean, Merry Christmas.
Okay, thanks a lot, Frank.
Thank you for the call. One more, we'll take a quick break, then we'll come back and take some more calls. Steve, how are you?
Well, good afternoon, gang.
Hey, Steve.
Steve.
I just called. You were talking about Christmas presents, so I bought my son a few Christmas presents, but I got a computer the other day. I needed a new computer. He helped me uncreate it. He's 9 years old. It was fun. No, he was helping Dad, and he only wanted it for the box. So he grabs the box, and he goes in the living room, and he cuts the flaps back, and he gets inside of it and starts playing with the box for an hour while I'm looking up this computer. He's got it all decked out. Now he made it into a PlayStation chair so he put a cover in there and a pillow in there, and it just his arms are out, and he's all blanketed in, and he's playing on the PlayStation. He goes, look, Dad, I made a chair. And I go, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas now, just a bunch of boxes.
Cardboard boxes,
yeah. More than you played with most toys.
This must be a heck of a box, though, if he can make a little house out of it. It's a pretty big computer box.
No, he just sat in it. He's only nine. He sat in it. He cut the flaps so he could get his arms out. His upper body was sitting out, but all of his legs were inside of it, crossed.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. When I was a kid, if you bought it like a washing machine or something, sometimes they come in big boxes. I played with that box for a year. We made a fort out of it. You know, cut little rifle holes so you put your toy rifle through it. Yeah, I mean, cardboard box is a hoot, especially if you have a hill. You go out and get in the box, and then have somebody push the box down the hill. It's dangerous, but it's fun because you're sitting in a box. You're tumbling over and going down the hill. You know, and it's stupid, but yeah, we did all kinds of stuff with boxes. Refrigerator box is the best.
When I was at work, a package came in. It was a bunch of lights. And we uncrated them, and it had the big bubble wrap, the big stuff you don't hardly see anymore. They're size of a quarter.
Yeah.
And I had a 6-foot piece of it that was 3-foot wide, and nobody, it wasn't popped or anything, so I'm wrapping that up. I'm going to give that to him, and I will guarantee you he will play with that longer that night, popping them bubbles, than he will play with any of the other toys I got him.
Now, bubble wrap, I love that, is the greatest. Yeah. It's the greatest. Steve, thank you. Merry Christmas.
You're welcome. Have a nice evening.
You too. Yeah, that's one thing that doesn't change. You know, boxes, bubble wrap, that stuff, that's fun. People love it. One more. We'll do one more, then we'll break. Greg, how are you, Greg?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Hello?
It's your turn. Greg?
Yeah, how you doing? Did you hear the story, Frank, about the woman? I think she went to jail for robbing people and taking her stuff, and then she gets out of jail and sues to get her stuff back. And the judge allowed it, and now victims are like, are you kidding me?
Hang on a second. She sued to get the stuff back that she had stolen?
No, maybe I'm not saying it right. She stole people's items, right? Went to jail for it.
Right.
And I guess victims went and got their stuff back.
Right.
So then the burglar goes and sues to get some of the stuff back, and the judge allows it.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. She's suing to get stuff back that wasn't hers.
It was stolen.
She comes over and Google it. Yeah, they said it on the KTRS news last night. I was like, are you serious? Really?
Oh, it was on the KTRS news? Well, it's not true. Then it's not true. Yeah, we make up stories. If it's a slow day, we make stuff up. It's probably not true.
Yeah.
All right, Greg.
Well, I didn't mean to waste your time. I was like, I can wait to talk to Frank. I said, you know what? If this is for real, unbelievable. What kind of world are we living in?
No, you never call and waste our time, Greg. Never. Okay?
Right. Yes, sir.
Merry Christmas. Thank
right.
you. Hey, the big story this morning that I saw was this chick in, hang on here. She was in Sacramento, I think. She files a police report, calls the police out. She'd been raped and robbed. And it turns out she had a friend punch her in the face.
So her husband would make her...
So, because the whole point was she wanted her husband to move into a nicer neighborhood.
What?
So to get him to move, she wanted to, you know, get upscale. She has herself beat up and claims she was raped. Yeah. So that she could move. Now she just looks like a complete moron, an idiot. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, the numbers again, call us. Hey, we want to talk to you today. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free. It's 888-550-KTRS. Merry Christmas to everybody that works at First Community Credit Union. I don't know how many employees there are. I would say a few hundred easily. So to all of you folks, thanks for another great year of helping to make this show possible, and certainly for making the yard sale on Saturday morning possible, and for giving us a great place to bank, a place that, I don't know, in many ways is like any other place to bank, but in the ways that count, it's different, and different in the right way. So if you do that New Year's resolution thing, and who really does? Nobody, I guess. But if you do, you think you're going to, you want to add to your list, change banks. It's not a big deal, you know. You go into your bank and you go, hey, you know, I've been with you for a while, but I'd like to get my money and close this account and close this account, and I'm going to move this loan over to First Community Credit Union. It's not that big a deal, and I think once you do it, you'll be glad you did. This is a terrific place to bank, great service, and great services, meaning the services you want, like savings and checking and loans and, you know, traveler's checks and get things notarized and all that stuff. And then you throw in a nice, hot theater-style popcorn that's always good and fresh in there for you. And the other little things they do to make themselves different. And then add to all that the security and the stability of First Community Credit Union, the biggest credit union in the entire St. Louis area, and I think you have plenty of reasons to change where you bank. You can start here, firstcommunity.com. Don't go away. We got more calls. We got good stuff to talk about today. Got a good joke for you today. It's going to be a good day. Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 celebrates the 12 days of Christmas by giving the gifts to you. Each weekday during the event, go to KTRS.com to register for the daily prize, which changes each weekday at midnight. 12 days, 12 prizes. And McGraw will announce the winner the next morning. It's that simple. Be sure to register to win today's prize, an autographed Lou Brock jersey from Chesterfield Baseball Cards. The 12 Days of Christmas, brought to you by the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Frank Ladd. How's it look, Frank?
Hey, Tina, got a couple incidents out there already this afternoon. Southbound on 55 just past Richardson Road. The two right lanes are blocked due to a crash. Southbound 55 is now backed up very heavy between 141 and the Imperial Main exit. Northbound on Bell Fountain at 270, the ramp to eastbound 270 is closed there due to a crash and a vehicle fire in that intersection. Stop and go westbound 5570 between 270 and Illinois 162. The right lane is blocked due to construction, so that has you slow in that stretch. And you're already slow southbound on 270 in pockets there between Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. This update is brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back. You will save money. Ask about their $50 cash back holiday offer. Hurry to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is La Russo's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating La Russo's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run La Russo's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of La Russo's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at La Russo's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or larussos.com. We'll see you on the Hill at La Russo's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or larussos.com.
At Ernie Petty Collision, people are always asking questions.
How often should I rotate my tires?
Lots of questions.
Is it better to buy two or four tires at a time?
But when you get a reputation for knowing about cars, people start asking about other things.
Why are manhole covers round? Is it okay to serve red wine with fish? Who was Martin Van Buren's first Vice President?
Richard Minter Johnson. Lucky guess. Here's my point. If you have questions about tires, Ernie Petty Collision has answers. And no matter what you drive, Ernie Petty Collision has a tire for you. From companies like Michelin, BF Goodrich, Uniroyal, and Cooper.
Do these pants make me look fat?
I'm not even going there.
For 30 years, Ernie Petty Collision has cared about their customers, and it shows. Open Saturdays from 9 till 1, Ernie Petty Collision Center is your one-stop service for tires, collision, and mechanical repairs. 4823 Potomac, across from Uncle Bill's Pancake House off South Kings Highway. Ernie Petty Collision Center, where quality and customer satisfaction count. Go to ErniePettyCollision.com.
For some, maybe even you, the holidays are a very difficult time. The stress associated with the season can become overwhelming. Stress triggers addiction, and the temptation becomes hard to overcome. Maybe it's a friend or a loved one that's trapped by drug or alcohol addiction. Whatever the case, there's an answer. ARCA. Assistant Recovery Centers of America offers distinctively different patient treatment. ARCA treats their patients with special anti-craving medications that instantly and completely block the urge to drink or use drugs. There are no side effects and no withdrawal symptoms. Plus, ARCA's flexible outpatient counseling program will enable you or your loved one to maintain confidentiality without disrupting work or family life. Call ARCA right now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Or visit online at arcamidwest.com. Miracles happen every day. Discover yours at ARCA.
ARCA now offers the only same-day teen and adolescents detox program in the area. Call 314-645-6840 for more details.
The next time you're planning a group outing in the St. Louis area, choose Yellow and choose first. Those Yellow buses that transport your kids can also be rented for group activities, like going to the big game, corporate events, shuttles, and much more. Choose Yellow by contacting First Student Charter Bus Rental for safe, affordable, and reliable ground transportation. Call toll-free 866-490-1020. That's 866-490-1020. Or firstcharterbus.com. That's firstcharterbus.com. Remember, choose Yellow and choose first.
The fire's lit, your family's near. The holidays are almost here, but if you still aren't up to speed, a trip to Kohl's is all you need. For ornaments to add some zest, or the perfect gift, a faux fur vest, a Seiko watch that will make him smile, a sweater dress that's just her style. To see big smiles on all their faces, just let Kohl's help cover your bases.
Don't miss Kohl's Christmas 3-day sale Thursday through Saturday. Earn $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent, no limits. With the perfect gifts at the perfect prices, you'll love to give and be happy to save. Kohl's, expect great things.
For more than 80 years, J.B. Smith Funeral Home has been your family-owned funeral home, friend and neighbor, has been privileged to serve families and the St. Louis community. Both the Maplewood and Fenton Funeral Homes are large enough to accommodate any need, yet small enough to provide the dignity, understanding, and know your name. To find out what makes us different, go to jbsmith.com. That's J-A-Y, the letter B, smith.com for prices and more information. J.B. Smith Funeral Home, celebrate life and cremation services.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
The holly green, the holly green, the ivy green, the prettiest picture you've ever seen.
I like
seen
to beat my kids.
Christmas in Killarney.
I'm beat Crosby, and I beat my
it's
children.
Nice to know to kiss your beau while cuddling under the mistletoe.
Kiss your beau.
And Santa Claus, you know, of course, is one of the boys from home. The door is
yeah, that being Crosby, he was a weird guy.
What a singer, though.
Yeah, what a great singer, but what a weirdo.
Hey, did you see who hired the Howard Stern?
Yeah, America's Got Talent.
Yeah, cool, huh?
Well, it'll be cool if it works. There's no way to know if it'll work or not. I thought Ellen DeGeneres was going to be a good addition. It turns out it wasn't. So, I don't know. You can't call it. We just have to wait and see. I, you know, if I had to guess, good idea, bad idea, I'd say good idea. But, man, I'll tell you, I told Peon before we went on, we got to get famous. Now, Peon, tell him what you told me about what they're doing in addition to giving him what we know is an exorbitant amount of money, whatever
right.
It is. It's millions. Tell him the rest of this.
They're moving the entire production from Los Angeles to New York.
Just to accommodate him. And what did they say that cost? $20 million.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
You've got to be kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. See, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
To have somebody say, you know, not only do we want you here, you don't want to leave town? Okay, we'll move the whole show
yeah.
for you. Wow.
And I guess because Sharon Osbourne had been interviewed when he was, you know, there, because there's been news for the last month that they were thinking of maybe hiring him. And she was saying that she wouldn't, I don't think she said she would move to New York from Los Angeles. So it should be interesting to see.
Well, my guess is it's a great idea. He's, you know, he's entertaining. He'll be funny, I think. We're going back to the phones now. Now this time I hope this Dan is really here. Dan, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
AM to the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know, actually, I have two subjects. One of them, based on that, I was listening to you just a little earlier when you were talking about the cardboard boxes and the bubble wrap.
Right.
Well, in addition to that, my older brother calls it a doot doot. Well, I call it a da da da, and that's the cardboard cores out of the roll of paper.
And the tube.
Doot doot.
Yeah, well,
the roll, the cardboard core out of the roll of toilet paper,
sure.
And then if you had the longer one that came out of the aluminum foil, I mean, you had a dagger.
Yeah, or paper towel, a tube.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you know, Christmas time was great because they were about 3 feet long, so now you could either have a rifle, a spear, or a sword, and you would wallop each other with them.
Yeah, the other thing, too, people forget about is that tube from the paper towel holder is a great tunnel for the gerbil up somebody's butt. I think that's what they use.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, when they run the gerbil up there. Yeah, they use those tubes for that, too.
It's Christmas time, for goodness sake.
That's kind of long.
Don't defer to me. I only know what I heard. That's
and,
what
and, you know, if you were real lucky and got new carpeting, you know, I mean, you had a howitzer then.
No kidding. Well,
but anyway, the exact. Oh, there,
anyway.
There you go. You got it.
You did it.
The original reason I called is I am kind of irked at the TV stations that, in as much as evidently they are overwhelmed with showing their technical prowess, that they are superimposing so much stuff on the screen.
You got six messages at once.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be, I mean, they started out with just the little logo up in the corner, down below, and I could almost get along with that. I mean, why they thought I didn't know what station I was watching was beyond me. But now they got the banners going across the bottom. You're watching the news, and they're talking about one thing, and then they got something else scrolling that they're going to talk about in 6 minutes anyway.
They got a news ticker going. You know what irks me about the morning newscast is they give you a news teaser coming up in a little while. We'll be talking about
and they wait 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, and usually the people in the morning have to leave in like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah,
so you never figured out what it was anyway.
Yeah.
And like Channel 2, Fox News in the morning, I mean, they had one with, I guess, Tiger Woods finally won a tournament here the other day. So they're showing you a couple of his putts, you know, it's like, yeah, well, then, you know, the banner's right over the hole, so, I don't know, did he make it? Did he not make it?
Well, they do. Sometimes.
Angie Mott there is kind of a fox there, and, of course, every time she gets done with the sport, she stands next to the desk, and, of course, the Fox 2 emblem is right over her lower side, so you don't even know if she's got legs.
Yeah, I hate it when they cover the essential body parts. Here's the one that gets me is you're watching a movie or you're really into something, and down at the bottom of your screen, Whitney or somebody starts dancing around.
Yeah,
walks out. I mean, it used to be his little head would stick out from behind the curtain, and now he actually walks across the screen and looks up at the screen for a minute like he's watching the same movie you're watching.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't particularly care for that. It's kind of funny, but it's irritating too.
But the worst thing is, especially you know, the beginning is this December where they're remembering Pearl Harbor and all that, where they're showing you know Tara 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 and Pearl Harbor, where they have the Japanese speaking, and the subtitles across the bottom. You ain't got a clue what they're saying. I mean, unless you've seen the movie before, because it's all obliterated by either the logo or the banner or whatever you know coming up next on. This.
Well, they do it with no knowledge of what it is they might be covering up. You know, subtitles a good example. You got a subtitle up there, and then you got Tim Allen dancing around the bottom of the screen covering the subtitles. You can't read the subtitle.
And the whole movie's just gone to crap. Then,
yeah,
so
well,
I just thought I'd get that off my chest, and if anybody else complains, you know, maybe I'm the only one.
No, you're not the only one, Dan. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Again, AM and the PM, and we'll see y'all later.
You bet. Hallelujah. Vince is on board. Hello, Vince.
Hey, Frank. How you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Love your show.
Thank you.
Two things. 11 of my guys that work for me went and joined First Community, and everyone loves it.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
So I wanted to tell you that. The other thing is I was talking to a bunch of them the other day. Everyone's missing your show almost all the time now because no one can stand listening to the show that precedes you. We're trying to figure out a way that we can remember to listen to your show because we're not used to having the station change now.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You can't expect anybody, I guess, to listen to one radio station all the time to like every show on the air. There are people that hate our show and have to leave it when we come on so they can listen to other shows.
Well, I don't know.
Here's what I tell you. Every cell phone, I think, at least. Most every cell phone has, mine does, it has an app, it's a timer, it's like an alarm clock. Just have your phone go off at about 3 o'clock every day, set it to do it every day, there you go. And then up come a message, go AM and the PM, and you'll remember.
That's a good idea. I figured that I was going to ask for the problem solvers, but you did it on yourself.
Didn't even need them.
Wow. Yep.
Didn't even need them.
I appreciate it, because no one can find humor in this guy's... show this as before you. Was he like something in St. Louis one time?
I'm not going to comment on that.
Yeah.
I was actually something at one time in St. Louis. I remember.
Back when you had hair?
Yeah. No, I didn't even have hair and I was something.
Oh, really?
In the 80s, I was actually a relevant radio person. But, hey, we're trying to get back there. Vince, thanks for the call. Merry Christmas.
Thanks. Have a good holiday. See ya.
Right, you too. How are we doing on time here? Here's what I'd like to do this before we take our next break. This Jerry Sandusky, this alleged child molester, did anybody hear, and I didn't hear it, but I heard about a friend of mine calling me this morning, and he was listening to Jim Rome. Jim Rome's a nationally syndicated sports guy, and he had him on some satellite radio or something. He said, "Are you listening to this?" And I said, "No." From what I could gather, the Sandusky's attorney is now saying that what Jerry Sandusky might have been doing was teaching these boys hygiene and how to soap and wash themselves properly. Ooh. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. Yeah, son, let me show you how to clean your scrotum, and I'm going to show you the right way to do it. Why don't you let me do it for you first so you'll know how to properly clean yourself?
Do they think we're stupid?
What a ridiculous...
That's disgusting.
That, man, they're desperate. I mean, that to me says these people, it's over. He's done. When you have to resort, look, I had Mr. Clark was my health teacher in school, and I remember there was in school they say, okay, for the next 4 weeks, if it's history, we're going to be studying Europe. And well, I remember my health teacher said, all right, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to talk about personal hygiene. And of course, giggling, seventh grade, some people start giggling because they know that the topic of your wiener is going to come up. And I remember the teacher talking to us about how to use deodorant. Now, when you're like a seventh grader, that's when you kind of start using deodorant, seventh, eighth grade. You know, you're becoming a real adult, and you're starting to stink and stuff. So he's talking to us about deodorant, and he says, if you don't have your own deodorant, use your parents' deodorant. Tell your parents you when they go shopping, you're ready for your own deodorant. And he talked about it's okay to use a little aftershave if you're a guy, and when how to start shaving and what to use. And I remember he talked about brushing your teeth and bathing, and he talked about how to cut your toenails properly and how to keep your feet clean. Not once did our teacher ever say, and any of you young men who want to stay after school and go down to the showers with me, I'll show you how to wash your scrotum. Never. This is insane. It's ludicrous to me. But it did make me remember Mr. Clark. I love Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark was the guy that I had my private meeting with one day after class. I asked if I could stay after class and have a very private meeting.
I remember that.
I wanted to gain weight. And I was embarrassed that I was so little.
Wouldn't it be nice to have that problem now?
Oh, I don't have that problem now.
He solved it for you, huh?
Milkshakes and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. That's what he said. He said, eat a bunch of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and drink all the milkshakes you can drink. That was his solution to it. And I did, and it didn't do any good. I was still little. I was 100 and, sophomore.
It was just time delayed.
I was drinking time release milkshakes. I was a sophomore in high school. I was 5'5". And I weighed like 100 pounds. When I graduated, I was 6 feet tall. I grew in 2 school years 7 inches. Not the 7 inches I wanted, but in height, 7 inches. Seriously. I was like one of the shortest guys in school, and that really bugged me. When you're a guy and you're short, and you short guys listening, if you're honest, you'd rather be tall than short. And the other thing is when you're little, you're skinny, you want to look, at least appear to be kind of, manly and not like a stick. So I remember Mr. Sandusky's attorney caused me to have great memories of Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark was I would give him equal status to Mr. Burke as a history teacher. That's what Mr. Clark was as a health teacher. And I had a biology teacher in high school who encouraged us. He said, sometimes candy and Snickers bars get a bad rap, he said, but I'm going to tell you something. Your body needs energy, and these things provide the energy and the fuel. He referred to candy as fuel, sugar as fuel. Well, I was trying to be a good student, so through my life, I've made an effort to eat as much sugar and candy and stuff as I can so I can fuel my body.
That's work.
And, of course, what happens, my wife is constantly ragging on me about eating the wrong things. I'm just trying to, you know, to live what I learned in school. That's all I'm trying to do. Tonight, speaking of eating, Thursday night. You know what that means? It means all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab legs at Argosy Casino Alton. Argosy Casino Alton every Thursday night has not only all-you-can-eat shrimp and crab legs, but the biggest crab legs in town. And if you've never been over there, get over there. I think it's something you'll want to do, maybe not every Thursday, but you'll want to make it a fairly regular ritual to head over there. Take some friends with you. We have a couple of interesting shows coming to Argosy's Music Hall, January 20th and 21st. Well, before that, we have, of course, January 6th, the Memories of Elvis with Steve Davis. That's only one night. That's the 6th. It's at 7 o'clock at Argosy's Music Hall. Then the 20th and 21st, it's a Johnny Cash tribute with Bill Fornes. And one more round. That ought to be a pretty good show. If you don't have an Argosy preferred card, get one. You go to guest services, say, I want a card, and they'll knock one right out for you. It's a good thing to have, and you'll be on the list, and you'll know about every contest, every giveaway, every special event. There are some discounts and advantages to having that card, and it doesn't cost you anything. The valet parking is free. There is no smoking in the whole casino, so knock yourselves out and have a great time. Be smart. Bet with your head, not over it. You will have a terrific time. At the place that celebrates this year, we're at the end of the year. That is the 20th year. 20 years ago this year, they came to town. Argosy Casino, Alton, 1-800-711-GAME. And the website, I gave the wrong website, I think, yesterday or the day before. It's, I think I said it was, Argosy Casino, whatever I said was wrong. It's argosyalton.com. That's argosyalton.com.
Arsenic in your apple juice?
What's in your water?
Hi, I'm Justin.
And I'm Mike with All Pro Water. We are the locally owned St. Louis metro area Hague dealer.
If you could take all of the chlorine and contaminants out of every tap of your home and it could save you money, you would do it, wouldn't you?
Of course I would, Justin. We have the Hague Water Max system that is the most technologically advanced water filtration on the market today. Visit us at allpro-water.com for your free in-home water analysis. Again, that's allpro-water.com.
We will guarantee to save you money.
And that's a good thing.
These are sports guys.
Hey, what's going on?
And one thing they love is a sports bar and grill where they can enjoy great food in a fun, friendly atmosphere with plenty of big screens to watch their favorite teams. And what place is that, guys?
Krieger's!
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill in Chesterfield. And the best kind of gift for those sports guys in your life is a $50 Krieger gift certificate, and you'll get an additional $10 free.
Our ticket to Sports Nirvana.
Krieger's Sports Bar and Grill on Clarkson Road in Chesterfield, a block south of 40.